Two environmental protection groups are calling out the Bureau of Land Management for alleged misconduct in building a natural gas pipeline near Moab. Landa Newell with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance says Fidelity Exploration and Production divided their project proposals into smaller ventures to break up the health and environmental analysis of the larger project.
The pipeline and the gathering line, the BLM, instead of looking at those as one project, one connected action, instead separated those two projects.
He says in doing so, they skirted years of preparation and in-depth examination of the project's potential consequences. Newell says the separation is a violation of the National Environmental Policy Act. About a year ago, according to Newell, the company received approval from the BLM for the first portion of the project, the construction of a 24-mile trunk pipeline. However, he says the first project is useless on its own.
In order to become operational, it has to be connected through a system of gathering lines or feeder lines to the wells, to the nearby wells that are producing oil or gas.
Newell claims the BLM knew the projects were connected with the first project proposal.
I can't imagine, you know, that the BLM didn't anticipate there being this second additional project. It's necessary in order for the first project to function or have any operational value or purpose.
Newell says the pipeline has a visual impact on the surrounding landscape, presents safety issues, and has the potential to damage the environment. The SUWA and the Sierra Club are seeking a review of the project from the BLM state director. The BLM did not immediately return contact attempts.